Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
This year is the 30th anniversary of the show Friends. I literally cannot believe it's been 30 years.
That is crazy. Wow.
And HBO is going to be celebrating with a game show. It's going to be called Fast Friends, and it's going to have different Friends fans doing different puzzles and games, answering trivia questions on the sets of the show, which I think is super, super cool, like Central Perk or the characters' apartments.
I think it's fun. Does it feel like a cash grab to anyone else? Because that's what I thought. I just felt like, I don't know if it's weird for me on this, like on the heels of Matthew Perry's passing, that this feels like a money grab, or is it just like a fun way to like play games that they would have played, and it's a way to honor the legacy of what that TV show is? Because I just felt like, what does it have to do with Friends other than you're trying to make money off of people being in New York apartments?
I actually think it's the opposite. I think since it is on the heels of Matthew Perry's death, the crew and the cast wanted to do something like fun and uplifting and bring together the Friends family to do a game show and like have all the fans, you know, get together and maybe, you know, celebrate it and bring back what Friends really stands for, which is having fun and joking around.
And I do think, like, it's a fun game for people to play along while they're watching at home, too, because there's so many super fans out there.
Yeah.
It just felt like, well, we're nothing to do with Friends other than we're gonna recreate the old sets. And everyone's going to tune in and watch it, you know?
Yeah. Talking about super fans, the Central Perk couch just sold for $30,000.
Crazy.
Whoa. I honestly thought it'd go for more.
Yeah,
people love that thing.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, so the production of the show is going to begin next month, and there's not a release date scheduled yet, but once it is, we'll let you know. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Lady Gaga has been quite busy, and she's been having quite the time stirring the pot and leaving her fans at the edge of their seats, because she's been posting on Instagram every single day since Saturday with these almost like weird cryptic messages. So she posts them, they're like all different colored blocks, and each block shares a different message. The first one said, I'm ready for my interview. The second one said, don't tell me what to wear. And then starting on the third one, all the messages were revealed with audio. Like this one had the writing, no duct tape, no mission. And then it had this audio attached to it. And then here's another piece of audio that I think is kind of hinting towards what this actually is.
So I think people are confused because she's got multiple things in the works.
Right.
She has the Joker 2 coming out, and she has the album coming out.
Yeah, so her album, we know for sure, is going to be released in February. So people are kind of like, whoa. Okay, what is this? But I think that last piece of audio that we heard that was kind of like, sounds like it's like super villainy, like superhero.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like the Joker, which is what we know she's going to be in. So I think she's going to be releasing an album just about the Joker movie.
Well, I think, like, she'll be heavily featured on The Joker. Do you think more singles? Because we have this, like, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Die With A Smile, which is so good.
Yeah.
And you think there's going to be, like, a ton of music with it?
I do,
just a couple
yeah.
of singles?
We've heard it's a musical. Or primarily yeah. a musical. There's a lot of singing in the movie. So
yeah, we don't really know what this is. And fans are like, wait, is this what's coming in February? But it says something about October.
I'm assuming it's going to be more music from The Joker, and whether they're songs from the actual movie or background music that plays throughout it or whatever it is, we're going to get a lot of music from Gaga. I think the biggest thing is, will her sound be anything close to what we're hearing? Because this doesn't... I'm thinking we're going to get pop Gaga. This seems like Joker Gaga.
What is Joker Gaga?
Like darker and mysterious and deep. But I feel like we're going to get some cool, fun beats from Gaga in February. I feel like whatever this is going to have that Joker... Because that movie was dark. And I feel like these songs are going to be dark. I feel like even Die With A Smile is kind of dark.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm really interested, and she's done a really good job teasing this and making people interested because now I'm like interested in the Joker movie even because of all these teases that have been coming out. You can check them out. We actually just reposted them on the Brett Megas show if you want to tap in there.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.